So it's Monday. Today we are going to speak to Nita Makanji, a meditation teacher. And we have an interesting discussion this morning. Nita, are you well? Good morning.
I'm good. Thank you so much, Marius.
Yeah, great having you here, Nita. I'd like to introduce you and what you do. Today's talk that we're going to have is, it's all about unplugging, to unplug and reboot. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. It is an interesting topic, and it will be lovely to see how we explore this.
Yeah. So the question is, well, the actual solution is to know yourself, renew your spirit. And today we are going to talk to Nita. Nita, I'd like to give a short introduction, and then we take it from there. All right?
Okay.
And that introduction is as follows. So these days, many of us are constantly connected, scrolling, messaging, working, and moving from one thing to the next without much time to pause. But while technology keeps us all connected to the world, many people are feeling increasingly disconnected from themselves. Mentally exhausted. Sure, you can tell me about that. Psychologically exhausted as well. Emotionally drained and overwhelmed by the constant noise. Now, we call that noise, if it's noise, I would call the technology in your hand at the moment. Look at that as noise as well, even though it's silent. Today, we're exploring the idea of reboot and unplug, what it means to slow down, reconnect with ourselves, and restore a sense of inner calm in a fast-paced world. And as we have this conversation, we'd love to hear from you as well. And how you switch off and recharge? You can take our WhatsApp number down, 0766969190. And if you're interested to seek some help in whichever way you might find appropriate today, you can always ask us. Brahma Kumaris's number. I'll give you that. But it's Brahma Kumaris's number. It's a worldwide spiritual organization founded in 1937. With centers in more than 110 countries. It focuses on meditation, self-transformation, and promoting peace. Joining us now is Nita Makanji. Now, Nita is a meditation teacher from Brahma Kumaris. She's here to help us explore how unplugging, not only from technology, but also from stress and mental overload, can help us feel more balanced, peaceful, and renewed. Nita, that was a long introduction to you. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning again. Thank you for having me on
Perron FM. Yeah.
On Perron FM.
Yeah, yeah. Nita, I have a couple of questions for you with everything that I've just said now, and I'd like to share that. What does the phrase unplug and reboot really mean in today's fast-paced world? It seems like a fancy word for, just like a fancy expression, but what does it mean?
Yeah, so sometimes when we think of unplugging and rebooting, we think of our devices. Typically when something's overloaded, it doesn't work, you switch it off and you reboot and hopefully it works out. So one thing is learning how to unplug from our devices. And I loved how you said our devices make so much noise even though it's silent, which is so true. But on a different level also, which we're not even aware of, I'm plugging into opinions, I'm plugging into expectations, I'm plugging into the noise of the outside world. And what happens internally? It creates tension, it creates a feeling of overwhelming stress, all of these things. So the one thing is the device and what we're getting from it. But the other thing to look at is, what am I plugging into that's impacting me and affecting me?
Yeah. That's very important to notice that as well as to what are you doing, Nam. I think so. So,
because we can blame everything else, and those are factors that trigger, but I'm giving myself permission to take all that on board.
It
is important.
There is a sense of not taking responsibility for your free will that we all possess at the moment, and thank God for that. Mm. Nita, why do so many people feel mentally and emotionally exhausted even when they are constantly connected? And that is something that we can all speak of, because you sometimes feel lonely as well, eh?
Definitely, definitely. And I think it's interesting to see that loneliness is actually increasing quite substantially. And it's a paradox in a way, because we're living in a world where we're instantly connected. But connected digitally doesn't necessarily mean I'm connected mentally, spiritually, even emotionally. And I think as human beings, we need that kind of connection.
Mm.
And so when we constantly just being bombarded by likes and maybe dislikes also, I don't know, all of these things that social media propagates, then it makes sense I'm going to be exhausted, because there's so much happening. I'm consuming so much things, plugging into so much things, but I don't get a chance to process anything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you eat a big meal and you just eat, and then if you don't have a chance to digest, you feel not great. You feel sick a little bit. And so we need time to digest and process things. But because we're constantly bombarding ourselves with all this stuff, the noise just becomes greater in my mind, which is really draining.
I personally, I have a feeling that we wonder how we're going to explore this, but I think instant gratification and technology is really becoming a challenge to most of us, because the instant gratification when it comes to the likes and the dislikes you just referred to now can have an exhausting feeling or an exhausting effect on you as well, because you're constantly evaluating where you are in a digital world, but the digital world might not be even real. Is that true?
That's exactly it. And I think that's the scary part, especially with AI.
Mm.
And I've heard some stories about the influence AI has, where it's almost taking the role of a human being. And for me, that's a little bit scary, because we're blurring the lines of reality and what is just, I'm going to say, fake. It does have intelligence, but it's not real in that way.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important to learn to unplug, so that I get a sense of my own inner voice. I'm not listening to the voice of these gadgets and social media platforms, but I begin to understand what I'm all about, and I trust where I'm coming from, because that gives me a greater capacity to manage and navigate the challenges we have in this world, because we can't switch off completely. We have to be engaged in this world doing the things that we do. But how can I navigate amidst the craziness of all of this? I do need time out to just understand what's happening internally, my mind, my thoughts, my feelings, my relationships, all of these things.
I have an expression which I'd like to share with you, because I had this discussion briefly on Friday, especially when it comes to AI, and it was a brief discussion, but because we are humans, I don't, maybe, possibly, we might not realize that we are made up of a nervous system, which is everything that you look at is actually, it says somewhere in the Bible as well that everything that is was already. Now, my understanding of that is that we are almost like, we designed computers. We designed the actual Wi-Fi. So humans designed what they needed to assist. So AI is much more of an assisting tool than it is an interference. However, the reason why we get so addicted to that kind of social interaction is because we are souls and spirits who are constantly pinging. Now, you have heard the expression to ping an IP number, right? An IP address.
Yes.
So when you ping, it's almost like your nervous system is forever and ever going to ping all along. It's going to try and find a like-minded pinging, you understand, another nervous system.
Mm.
That's why AI might be very scary, Anita, and because we are always seeking the ping and to see whether there is some resonance coming off that AI. And somehow I've made peace with it, because there is a place for all of us under the sun, all right? And we just have to find a way. You and I are going to maybe hopefully try and assist in finding a way to assist in how to find your way of dealing with something which is also under this particular sun. So, and I would like to refer to silence then, How important is silence and reflection in restoring emotional balance when you think about what I just said?
It's such an important aspect. And you know, you're talking about the thing and we're all looking for it. What happens, the reason why we're all searching is we're lacking something within ourselves. You know, many people come to do our meditation course and I usually like to ask them, why do you want to learn to meditate? And most of them say, I want peace of mind. I've tried many things and I get temporary relief, but I want peace of mind. And so peace of mind is an internal story. It's really about slowing down my mind, learning to be focused and concentrated and inwardly aware, I would say. So one of the needs of the soul, and you mentioned the soul earlier, the spirit, is to experience peace, love, contentment, security.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with all these digital platforms? We seek for it outside. And it's fleeting. You were talking about instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that's long-term. And so what silence does is it invites one to go within themselves and reconnect with the peace, the light, the joy, whatever it is that you require, which most of us are not even aware of what we need. And so silence gives me an opportunity to touch base, to ping in my inner world instead of trying to plug into those outside things.
So at Brahma, I'm having a discussion with Nita Makanji. Nita is from a company called Brahma Kumaris, and you specialize in finding inner peace as well and also doing meditation, Nita. And
yes.
If you'd like to stay tuned, at the end of this program, we're going to give you the details of Brahma Kumaris. You just referred to that silence, and we referred to finding that inner peace and the constant digital stimulation that we are all exposed to. So, and you've also talked about the silence and the importance of silence and reflection for that restoring. So I want to ask from you, how can meditation help someone who really feels all overwhelmed at this very moment? You know, overwhelmed, my children started using that word when they were in high school. And one day my daughter came home and she said, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. And I actually thought it was just a nice word to use and to kind of, you know, get you off her back or something. But there's anxiety and also mental kind of exhaustion happening there, is it?
It is. And I think one of the reasons is that the demands of life has just increased exponentially.
Yeah.
Before, something that would take you an hour to do, you have to do it in 20 minutes. And if you don't, there's 10 other people waiting that can do it. And so this puts so much pressure on each individual to have to perform. And so it's really about, I have to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
But how do I use my time, my energy, my thoughts, my inner resources to manage these responsibilities and challenges? And that's where I feel meditation helps, because one of the practices that we suggest is that during the day, literally just stop whatever you are doing, whether you're writing an email, talking on the phone, just try and pause for a moment and take a moment to just reconnect with my inner world. So just become aware of my thoughts. Can I come back to that place of peace, of quiet? And that gives me the ability to then tap into what's my next step. Because what happens, we have good intentions at the beginning of the day, that we'd like our day to be like this, like that. Inevitably, life happens and we get derailed. But if I take these moments of pause throughout the day, it just brings me back on track, back into focus and what's important for me. And so by the end of the day, yes, I might be a bit tired, but I'm not overwhelmed, drained, absolutely mentally exhausted. Because I've taken moments in my day to unplug and then reboot in that 1 or 2 minutes of silence. It's a very powerful tool that I find really supports me in my day.
If you don't mind, if you'll allow me to, something that works for me, what I do in taking those times out, I've made a date with 1 o'clock. It doesn't matter how busy okay. It doesn't matter how much or what I need to do, but I'm taking lunch at one, and I switch off the phone as well. I just have my lunch. You can see me again after two. All right. That is one. Yes. That's one thing that I do. So I made a date with lunch simply because one can actually just. You kind of get so busy that it's your own mistake. It's not a mistake, really, but yeah. Trying to appease everybody. But what I do, maybe if you will allow me, if I have an appointment to make, so what I do is I write down, let's say I need to do 5 tasks. I write them down. And before I make the call to whoever I need to, whether it's sorting out something with a bank or with the internet or with somebody, something personal, or an advertiser, I would say out loud, oh, I need to phone this and that person in 8 minutes. Now, the reason it's a theory of mine, it's only a theory, but it works for me. Now, and hopefully it might work. You can find your way as well. And so what I do is I will speak it out loud. I need to make this phone call in 8 minutes. And I'll have it on the paper as well. And I will wait 8 minutes before I make that call. Now, there's a reason for that. It might help somebody out there. I'm not sure who.
Yes.
But I take 8 minutes because it takes the sun. Scientists say that it takes the sun 8 minutes to give us life on Earth. So what I took into my mind, I made it my own, and I said, look, if it's going to give it life, let's speak it out loud and then wait 8 minutes because that's how long it takes the sun to give us life. And then sometimes it's happened to me, Nita. This has really happened, and you can test it. And I would love to hear from you as well if you tested it and you tried it. Sometimes 8 minutes go past, and especially if it's somebody personal, that person would say, "Geez, I was just thinking about you," and that's a weird thing to think about. And it might sound like I'm smoking something, but. That just doesn't matter what you think I do, but try it. Just to get that 8 minutes. No. So that means that if you take an hour, instead of trying to put as many calls into an hour, know that you're going to have to start and then wait 8 minutes and give your time for the conversation as well. And then after that, you wait 8 minutes. So whatever you do, but don't do that when you get to a robot, please.
Well, yes, I love what you're sharing because it's such a lovely practice. And it is magic. I can relate to, you know, you think of someone and they either call or when you call them, they say something. And it just shows us that we connect on a level that's not always physical, but through our mind, through our pure feelings, through our pure intentions. And things move much easier when you use that kind of energy. Thank you for sharing. I will be more conscious of it as well.
You're welcome. I'm going to ask you, before the closing question, I'd like to know, what message would you give to listeners who feel stuck, tired, or emotionally disconnected, Nita?
I think on one level, just we should stop trying so hard. You know, you were saying to please people and be this perfect image. And just give yourself permission to do things, something that you love doing for yourself, not to prove anything, not for the likes, just something that you love doing. And give yourself permission to truly do nothing and take time out and not feel guilty about it. So just take time out. That would be my message.
We battle with that, hey? We go through a crucifixion every single minute of the day, and I think we don't need to do that, right?
No, it's true. We tend to beat ourselves up for no reason.
Yeah.
We're a little crazy sometimes, I think.
Yeah. Right, so that was Nita Makanji. Nita, thank you very much again for joining us on Paron FM. She was reminding us of, you reminded us of the importance of slowing down, unplugging, and giving ourselves space to mentally and emotionally recharge. Maybe we can all practice the 8-minute theory. I'd like to hear from you if you are going to practice